model goes on the completion of brachas, and we're now starting the second Maseches and Shas, Maseches Peah. Peah is one of the matnas aniyim, which means that the person who is living in Eretz Yisrael and has a field is required to give a certain parts of his produce for the poor people. This man is there, even though Baruch Hashem we have a lot of fields in Eretz Yisrael, the general minhag is not to leave Peah, which the explanation of it is, the Hadanish says, we'll see later on, in a place where the Anim anyway are not going to come to collect the Peah, there's no chiyuv to give it. By Trumas HaMaisis, one is mechuyev to take over the Trumas HaMaisis whether they come or not. But by Peah, it says, you know that all the Anim gave up hope, or they're not interested in collecting it, and then you're not required to give the Peah, that's why this matters that we don't do it. But in any event, Eilu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Shir. So the first Mishnah, the general Mishnah, which is relevant to Peah, but relevant to many other halachas. We say this every day. These are things that do not have a limit. You know, no matter how small or how big you make it, that is included in the mitzvah. The first one is a Peah. Peah means you're supposed to leave over a portion of your field. So Ein Lo Shir means min haTorah, you can leave even one stalk of grain as being a Peah, or you can leave the entire field except. You can leave the entire field as Peah. Habikurim, the same thing applies to Bikurim, even though we know that the classic Bikurim is the first fruit that is picked, but you can add on to that the rest of your fruit also. Hara'oyon is when a person comes to the base of Mikdash, they would bring a oilat re'iyah, koven oila. Also, depending on a person's wealth, he could bring one small animal for this koven, or he can bring as much as he wants, as many oilers as he wants. Kamavan, Gmilas Chasodim, there's no limit of Gmilas Chasodim, whether Lidaraisa, it's with monetary issues, there's no limit. Also, Mizrapona, there's a Takona that for giving stock at least, one should not give more than a fifth of his possessions, unless he's extremely wealthy and it won't make a difference to him. To help people, there's no limit to that. As much as there's a need for it and you're available, you should do it. The same thing applies to Talmud Torah. The Dimagon says that the Chiv of Talmud Torah is the entire day. Just if a person is involved in other mitzvahs, which include his panosa, which is a mitzvah to support his family, then in that period of time he's facing the mitzvah and therefore he's not fighting Talmud Torah. We know that the Gemara says the minimum Talmud Torah is Yitzhak Bayom of Alayla. There's one opinion that says that when a kind is mitzvah by even saying Kriya Shema in day and night. The next opinion holds that it has to have a small kriyas, at the minimum of a small kriyas in day and the night. Ramosh finds it says that this is the way he learned Shanda Ram, and that Talmud person should try to convey himself as much as he can, but at least should have a small kriyas in the day and in the night. The next list of things that a person eats the fruits of the schar of these things in this world, then he'll get the main schar in the world to come, which are kibud of the aim and gimel chasadim, which we mentioned before, doing tests to other people, havos shalom beinon lechaveiroi, bringing peace amongst people in Talmud Torah k'neged kulam, a special schar that one gets reward both in this world and the schar remains in the world to come.